Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 413. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started with a very upbeat track there from Best X. That is the song See You Again, and it's on the EP Ice Cream Antisocial, which came out July 14th of this year on Alco Pop Records, same label as Hell in Love, and there's some similarities there. That is the project of Mariel Loveland, who you may remember as Candy Hearts, and that's kind of what that song is about, and that's why I played it, because it makes me laugh. It sounds like, you know, the end of summer, camp love over, but it's not really camp, but it kind of is. Candy Hearts was on the Warped Tour, and evidently Mariel met someone she really enjoyed, and they had a Warped Tour romance, but then the tour was over, and everyone went their separate ways. So yes, Warped Tour is camp now. That's fun. Anyway, I've got music for you this week. That's what you're here for. A lot of it's going to put you in the Wayback Machine again, including this great track from the Modernettes. The song is called Teen City.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, at least temporarily, to 2017. A short set there from the Modernettes, a band out of Vancouver, BC. That was from 1980, the song Teen City, though I picked it up on the 1995 compilation Get It Straight, which is a compilation of the band's single album and several of their EPs. That great band there from Vancouver, BC, punk rock, power pop, all of it, and just done so well. And then that last track there from Shoes, a band from Chicago, Illinois, or right outside thereof, with the song Capital Gain. That is on the band's first and only album, Black Vinyl Shoes, which came out in 1978 on their own label, though I think it was picked up by somebody else shortly afterwards. That band and that album in particular, I guess, is kind of canonical for the power pop, though I've never really enjoyed it. I heard tracks and went, yeah, that's okay, it's okay. So I did finally find a copy, a good used first edition, and bought that. And you know what? I still don't like it. I mean, it's okay, but there you go. I guess I can let you know how the podcast works. That's a pretty good lead-in. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Well, it's like it's time to continue on here. Putting you in the Wayback Machine again, back to 1977. This is The Boys.
I never wanted to say goodbye. We'll be right back.
interesting set there. If you knew all three of those songs, well, you've got my undying respect. We started things off with The Boys with the song We're Too Young. That is the B-side from the You Make Me Shake 7-inch, which came out in 1977 on Outrage Records, a band based out of Lincoln, Nebraska. One of the mini bands called The Boys, and you know what? I know of at least four, and I like them all. Not sure what that means. There in the middle, if you guessed it, big winner there. That was Huey Lewis in the News with the song Don't Tell Me That You Love Me. That song is from the band's first self-titled album, which came out in 1980 on Chrysalis Records. Very much a power pop song. A couple of songs on that album are very much power pop, which shouldn't surprise anybody who knows that The News is also the band Clover, which backed up Elvis Costello on his first album. So Huey Lewis there, dipping hard to find some power pop. And I keep scraping, and the next song was Piper with the song Who's Your Boyfriend? And that totally could be a lost big star song, but no, it's from the band's self-titled album, which came out in 1976 on A&M Records, a Boston band led by, yes, Billy Squire. After two fantastic albums with Piper, he went solo, and those Piper albums are fantastic, and I just picked those up on a two-for-one CD compilation, I guess, both albums on a single CD. And I got a great deal on that one. Thank you very much, Discogs. Anyway, digging hard to find that power pop. What am I missing? What's still out there? Drop me a note. Let me know what I need to hunt down. Otherwise, I think I need to wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 413. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook and Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Let's look at the concert calendar. Some things coming up tonight. The 8th, Armchair Martian is playing at Minibar. The 8th and the 9th is the Buzz Beach Ball happening at Sandstone. That is not at Livestrong. It was moved to Sandstone. It's also the weekend of the Crossroads Music Festival. So like 100 bands playing at 15 different locations in the Crossroads. And not a band I care to see. So that's it's a curious one there. On the 10th, you've got Spoon at the Uptown or Lizzie Borden at the Blind Tiger. On the 12th, Single Mothers are playing at the Record Bar. On the 14th, maybe you've got Mountain Goats tickets at the Madrid. On the 16th, DRI is at the Riot Room. The 17th, Stiff Little Fingers at the Granada. On the 18th, Sheer Mag is playing at the Bottleneck. On the 20th, Andrew W.K. with the Architects at the Record Bar. On the 22nd, Gorillaz are at the Sprint Center. 23rd, Blindside USA is at Holy Cow. That might be like their final show. I hear they're breaking up. The 26th, Selector Dub Narcotic is coming to the Record Bar, or High Waisted is playing at the Mini Bar. The 29th and 30th is the Outer Reaches Fest at Record Bar. Lots of things that are just too far from me. They are out of my reach. On the 30th, Jenny O is playing at the Riot Room. And then looking a little bit into October, the 1st, we've got Puppet the Granada. Screaming Females are playing at the White Schoolhouse on the 4th. Echo Smith is at the 5th. At the Truman, a venue I have not been to yet. Angel Olsen, the 5th at the Granada. The 8th, Warriors are playing at the Replay Lounge. And we'll call that good enough for now. Looking at the website, a few new things have popped up there. There are photos and videos of the Bleached Shorts Weather and Dreamgirls show. There's probably, by the time you see this, photos and video up of the show at Blind Tiger that was, see me reach in here, that was Beverly and Easy TV and Shy Boys. And there might even be photos and videos up of that Winter and Cherry Glazer show that happened earlier this week at Record Bar. So anyway, let's wrap things up. I've got one track left for you, and we're going to come back to modern times here. This is Kansas City Locals' Drugs and Addicts with the song The Party's Over. It's from their self-titled EP, which came out March of this year, March 31st, I think, on Creep It Real Records. I don't know if that's a real label or not, but it should be, because, I mean, Creep It Real. This band mixes kind of doo-wop and punk rock into something that is pretty entertaining. Definitely great live. I think this four-song EP is pretty good as well. So let's leave it here. This is The Party's Over with Drugs and Addicts. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
The party's over. Whoa, whoa. and everyone's gotta go home, and I ain't got nowhere to go, 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 go. And everyone's leaving, they're driving off down the road, and I ain't got nowhere to go. Why do I